Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It's just depressing. It's depressing to turn on the news every day and see about another political decision that is just disappointing, another bomb that's gone off, another war that's started, another scandal that's gone on. And you know, it seems that no matter how much time goes by, the news doesn't seem to change. If I were to turn on the TV today and watch the news, it really is not much different than what was being reported, let's say, 25 years ago. It just seems like the same old thing, day in and day out, on the news, in the world, and regrettably sometimes... Oh, apparently I'm not mic'd up. They're waving at me. Is that better? Am I mic'd up now? There we go. Do I need to go back and repeat everything, or are you guys tracking with me so far? Okay, good. Yeah. Sorry about that. That means our recording will get messed up, but, you know, we'll work with that. No, it's what I was saying is it's kind of difficult to watch the news because, you know, just it seems no matter what happens, no matter how hard we try, no matter who we elect, no matter, you know, how hard we pray, no matter what we do personally, that just day after day in our world, in our own personal lives, everything just seems to be the same, stay kind of the same. What's really different? But the thing is, I don't know. Going out and seeing all these things, watching the news, or whether it's stuff in our family relationships or things at work, things are stressful. It's hard to deal with that. I was thinking about this weekend, and yes, the culmination of Holy Week with Maundy Thursday, you know, first with Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, and then with Maundy Thursday, and then Good Friday, and today, obviously, Easter, and yesterday, we had a bunch of festivities out here. If you were fortunate enough to come, got to see all the kids and doing their Easter egg hunt and all that, the other activities. But for the rest of the world, for the rest of the country at least, what's this weekend? Does anybody know? Is anybody tracking? Somebody just said it. Tax Day. Yeah. April 15th, yesterday was tax day, or I guess officially when it falls on a weekend, tomorrow is tax day. Yeah, bad news, right? Tax day. I don't know about you guys, but taxes are always stressful for me. It's kind of like watching the news. Doesn't even matter if I'm getting money back. Getting my taxes done, getting them filed, is always a stressor. Once I get that return, I always do mine electronically. Once I get that email notification that says, your return has been accepted, I think my blood pressure drops about 10 points, you know, always feels a little better. Whether it be the events of this world stressing us out, whether it be things like taxes, there's one big stress that gets us all, and maybe taxes is a good segue to that, because what's the phrase? There are two things in the world that are in this life that are inevitable. Death and taxes, yeah. And death is the thing that stresses us the most. Not just the stuff of the world, not just things like taxes, not just even the events in our life, but death is probably the biggest stressor in our life, in our world, to us as individuals. It's scary. It puts us back. Question is, why is that, I think? I think for most of us, the reason why death is so scary is twofold. For me, the biggest is because with death, I know that's what I deserve. I know that I've earned it. I know my own heart. I know my own life. I know I'm sinful. I know I deserve death. And not only that, as a sinner, I know what I rightfully deserve on the other side of death. And that's condemnation and hell. That's scary stuff. It really is. And no, we're not going to talk too much about that on Easter morning. But the thing is that's the reason for Easter. So yes, we'll talk about it for a moment. I think the primary reason, at least for believers, and I'd even say for unbelievers, that we fear death is because deep down inside we all know we deserve it. But that's not the only reason most of us fear death. For many of us, the fear of death is the fear of the unknown. You know, recently we had a session in Bible class. We spent a couple, 3 weeks talking about death and dying. And while I don't think anybody was looking forward to those sessions, to that class, it brought a lot of great questions out, and it was really well attended. And not only that, there were a lot of good questions afterwards, good follow-up questions. People came to me to talk about stuff. It shows that, yes, we do have a fear of death. We have this fear of the unknown. We wonder, what's on the other side? What's going on? We're just unsure. But the fact is, that's not where it ends. And this is why Easter is so important. Jesus came to be the victor over death. Jesus came to be the victor over all brokenness, all things that aren't right. He came to set all things anew, to fulfill all righteousness, to live the life that you and I are incapable of doing, to be totally and fully holy in the sight of the law. And then he came to take our place with death, the one that we deserve, the one that terrifies us so much. But again, that's not it. That's not the whole story. Easter. Easter is about the resurrection. When I was a kid, I used to think the resurrection was no big deal. And I'll be honest, I still think that Good Friday is probably the bigger deal. Obviously, God can raise himself from the dead. Obviously, Jesus can get up from dying. He's God. He can do that. What's the big surprise? The big surprise to me was that Jesus let us kill him. But the thing is that overlooks what is so great about Easter for you and I. And what's great about Easter isn't just the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead on Easter morning. But what's great about Easter is that Jesus, raising victorious over death, showed you and me that we too will be raised from the dead. Easter is not just about Jesus' victory over death. Easter is about your victory over death. Easter is about your victory over sin, your victory over brokenness, your victory over all those problems out there in the world. Your victory over the unknown. Your victory over Satan, your victory over hell. Because Jesus entered into death and came back out again and promises us that as baptized children, we too, just as we receive in our baptism a death like his, we too will surely receive a resurrection like his. So really, truly, for the Christian, the fear of the unknown in death is unnecessary. Because it's not unknown. We may not know the details. We don't know the how and all that stuff. But thankfully, that's not up to us. What we do know is that it's not the end. That it is the beginning. and the doorway to the resurrection, to being raised in glorified bodies without sin, without death, without brokenness, without any of this stuff. And so for us, the victory at Easter is ours. God be praised. But that begs the question, if we're so victorious, if we've got nothing to fear, if we've got nothing to worry about, what about this broken world? Why did I start the sermon talking about, you know, the news, talking about death and taxes? Why did I bring up these things that make us all uncomfortable? I'd like to read to you again from St. Paul's letter to the church at Colossae. He says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Praise be to God. So while all this other stuff is out there, it's just temporary. Our focus, our worry, our fear on the temporary things is absolutely unfounded. St. Paul urges us that because we have been united with Christ in his death, we have been united with him in his resurrection. While we may not see our own resurrection yet, we can certainly look at Jesus and at his resurrection, and we can say, "Awesome, that's mine." So whether it's turning on the news in the morning and seeing the latest hijacking or terrorist plot or bombing or wreck or whatever, whether it's filing our taxes with a headache or dealing with a loved one in the hospital, we can look out and say, all these things have been answered. They're temporary. The illusion that they're all encompassing is just Satan's lie to us, so that we won't put our confidence in Jesus and the things above. Because his victory is not just his victory. His victory, as I said on Maundy Thursday, is for you. That's the whole point. It is your victory. So instead of putting our focus on the temporary things, whether they be newsworthy, whether they be the things that wake us up in the middle of the night and cause us to toss and turn, or whether they even be the little stressors, the little things that just annoy us. These are but temporary things, and they have been washed away. So follow St. Paul's advice. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not that are on earth. Earlier, we all greeted each other. I said, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." And you guys replied with,
"He is risen indeed.
Alleluia." Awesome. So next time the troubles of the world get you down, next time the fears, the worries, just the trembling of the world gets to you, remember, "Alleluia, Christ is risen."
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And so shall you. Alleluia.